Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what.
Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built the reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
H-E-B in Brenham is here to make your Easter weekend a breeze. From the tasty starters, the main dish, the must-have sides, and the sweet treats, H-E-B has it all to make your Easter complete. And don't forget, H-E-B carries gift baskets, goodies, egg dyeing kits, toys, and cascarones, so you can get all your Easter essentials at one single store. Have no time? Order online. And have your items delivered right to your car with curbside or right to your front door. H-E-B in Brenham. They're always here for you.
All right. As we are back here, it is time for game number two of our doubleheader between the Blinn Buccaneers and the Angelina Roadrunners. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. And already... They're starting the second game faster than we expected. And so already in the circle, Casey Dudensing. And she's warming up. And former Belleville Bramanette. And leading it off for Angelina is going to be Catherine Page. Page stepping in here. Left-hand batter facing the right-hand pitcher. And Dudensing's first pitch. As she rocks and fires it in there, is foul back. Ball, and that's strike one. In case you're just joining us, the Buccaneers won the first game 2-1. And that one taken outside for a ball, and it's 1-1.
Dual purpose for me, Doug.
Oh.
Got my steps in.
Yeah.
Got you and I water.
There you go. And the next pitch, and that is going to be slapped out into left center. Hallie Shield made a dive for it, and it drops in. Throw into second base, and it's going to be a sliding double for Catherine Page. Shield did everything she could to try to get to that one. It just went, carried it a little bit away from her.
I tell you what, Doug, it was a hell of a try by, heck of a try there by Hallie. And you couldn't have said it any better. We got that southwest wind, and it just kept carrying it.
So that'll bring up Elizabeth Craig. Squares away to bunt and fouls that one away. And let's place the rest of the fielders for the Bucks. It's Courtney Carter back behind the plate. Right side of the infield, Danny Lopez at first. This time, Annie Beckendorf at second base. Left side of the infield, Brianna Moreno at short. Caden Sweese at third. Outfielders, it's Hallie Shield in center. Skylar Flanagan in left. And Alexis Moss in right. That one back up the middle. Backhanded by Beckendorf. Throw the first. And she saved an infield hit for Craig. Just too far in the hole. Annie did what she could, and just too far to have to throw back across her body and try to get that play at first.
I tell you what, I think she did a heck of a job just getting the glove on it.
Yeah. So that'll bring Brianne Calhoun, the catcher, with runners at the corners and nobody out. And Dunsu's pitch up high for a ball, 1-0. And Brianne Calhoun, the batter. She is a sophomore out of Houston for the Roadrunners. And that one ticket for a strike. 1-1. Strike called. What a changeup there by Dunsu.
I tell you what, that couldn't have been said any better.
And Dunsu, next pitch. Down low for a ball, and it's 2-2. And bounced up their ball again, and it's 3-2 now. Full count on Calhoun. And that one, a pie ball four, and that's going to load the bases now for Angelina and bring up Ella Stevenson, who is going to be the pitcher this afternoon in game number two. For the Roadrunners, they're dressed out in orange uniforms. For the Bucks, blue uniforms with white pinstripes.
To the plate is the pitcher, number 21, Ella Stevenson.
Infielders open to make a play at the plate. That one skips by, a runner coming home. And coming in to score on the wild pitch is Paige. Make it 1-0, Angelina. And the other runners move up as well. Dudensing ready. And the 1-0 delivery. That one gets away from the catcher as well. That's going to bring another run home. Back-to-back wild pitches, and now two runs on the board. Makes it 2-0, Angelina here.
I know that's not the start Coach wanted.
No. And Calhoun, by the way, moves up to third. And that one sent a high fly ball out to center. Bad gets over Shiel, and it's going to be a base hit. She's heading for two. It's going to be a double for Stevenson. And coming in to score is Calhoun. And that will make it 3-0. Angelina here still batting, nobody out in the top of the first. And Cassidy Sinclair, the batter now. And that one is a strike, 0-1. And a pie ball one. Dunsu right now just needs an out here somewhere. Over. And change up outside, and it's 2-1. Squares away the bunt and puts it down, and they'll make the play to first and get the out. So a sack bunt there for Sinclair. Stevenson moves up to third. And that'll bring up Audrey Richardson on after out number one finally recorded here. And Audrey Richardson, the batter. Richardson, sophomore out of Frisco. And that's a strike call. Another good changeup there by Gudensen.
Another good changeup. Difference in this game so far, Doug, and we're only on top of the first. Roadrunners are putting the runners across the plate.
And that one outside for a ball, 1-1. Yeah, in the first game they had trouble. They didn't have trouble getting runners on. It's just they couldn't get any of them home. Because what they have, I think you said, what, 10 left on base?
10 left on base.
1-1 pitch. And that one is in the hole, base hit. And Richardson brings another run home on the RBI single. Stevenson scores, and it's now 4-1, or 4-0, rather. 4-0, Angelina. And still batting here, Jesse Sumter to the plate. And pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. And fouls that one away.
Wow.
And a pie for a ball. It's 2-1. Missed on that changeup, and it's 2-2.
Tell you what, when she has it on track, it is brutal.
Oh, that one looks pretty good from back here. And it's a full count, 3-2 now.
I almost yelled, she had her.
And a 3-2. And that's way outside, ball four and a walk to Sumter. He's going to put two on now for Mallory Dunn. Dunn, the eighth batter of the inning here for the Lady Roadrunners. And that first pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 to Dunn. Swung and a miss, got her to chase one upstairs, and it's 0-2. Up the first base side. Can't well hold it 0-2.
Yeah, just enough to stay alive.
Yeah. strike three called. That's out number two. And that'll be Emily Zunker, the first second baseman batting. Yeah, first pitch is ball 1-0. Up high, trying to get it with a rise ball, and it's 2-0. Rise ball went just a little too high. If you're just joining us, we're in game two of the doubleheader. Blinn won the opener 2-1, but now Angelina leading 4-0 in the first inning of game. And that one's a base hit back up the middle, and that is going to load him up for Catherine Page. Page doubled and scored the first run of the ball game for the Roadrunners. And that one is a ground ball to first, and they're going to run to the bag and get the out. And that was Lopez making the play to retire the side. In the inning, 4 runs on 5 hits. There were no errors, and the bases left loaded. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Angelina 4, Blinn coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
And on we go to the bottom of the first inning, and Flanagan bounces that one right back to the pitcher. She'll throw to first and get the first out, and that'll bring up Hallie Shield. It is Angelina leading Blinn here in this one, 4-0. Blinn with her first at bat here, and Shield takes outside for a ball. It'll be Shield, and then Caden Weiss waiting on deck. And Shield slaps that one in to left field, base hit.
A great piece of hitting there by Hallie. Got a pitch shaded toward the outer part of the plate, goes with it. Out of the reach of shortstop. Base hit.
And now that'll bring up Cadence Weiss. Weiss did the catching in the first game, now playing third base in the second game. And first pitch, Sheila is going, throw down, and she's in there. Stolen base. Long look in, and here comes the next pitch. And that one, a high fly ball out to left. Left fielder giving chase over in the corner. Is it going to stay in? Foul ball. 1-1 count. And Stevenson will have to make another pitch here to Weiss. And Weiss fouls that one away. That's heading over toward one of the adjoining Little League fields here. We're actually surrounding the whole complex out here at Holden. You've never been out here before. There's ball fields pretty much everywhere you look. And this one, Weiss sends a high fly ball out to left, backtracking.
Carry.
And left fielder makes the catch, tagging a shield. She'll head to third. And Elizabeth Craig, the left fielder out there, kept up with that one, made the catch. And now bringing up Alexis Moss with a chance to try to get at least one of those runs back if she can come through with a hit. Swung out and missed. And that one is a strike call. And quickly here, 0-2 on Moss. Shield at third, two down here in the bottom of the first. Swung and a miss, stand down on strikes. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. And we go to the second inning. Angelina leading this one 4-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And we come back here to the top of the second inning. And Angela Leland leading this one 4-0. Blinn won the first game of the doubleheader 2-1. But then Angelina came out with a big barrage there in the first and sent 10 batters to the plate. And now Elizabeth Craig coming up in that first inning. She had a single and a run scored. Dudensing with her first pitch outside for a ball. And that one up high, and it's 2-0. Next delivery, foul away. I think I hear train number two coming. I think we had just one in the first game, so this will be the first one of the second game. And this one popped up. Shield calling for it in left center and makes the grab for out number one.
We had our share last night.
Oh, yeah. And now Brianne Calhoun, the batter. Calhoun walked and scored her first time up. And some folks brought the dogs here to the ballpark today, and they've discovered each other.
Yep.
And pitches a ball, 1-0. And down low ball. skips away, and it's 2-0. Been a busy week for the Bucks. They've won their first five games of the week, now trying to wrap it up and go 6-0 for the week. And that one up high. Ooh. For a ball. It's 3-0. And that one in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. Tuesday, they beat North Missouri College here at Holt Park in two straight run rule games and went down to Coastal Bend and won two there to open up conference play. Won the first one here today, and now I'm trying to rally back on this one. And a foul ball, it's a 3-2 count. Dinson gets her side from Carter, and the 3-2. This one's going to be sent out to center field. Another chance here for Hallie Scheel. And she'll make the grab. And that's out number two.
As I was getting our water, Doug, I saw Coach Church's wife. Yep. She had Coach's, or their two poodles.
Uh-huh.
And I was just creating conversation. I said, pretty beautiful dog. She said, these are Church's dogs. I got a kick out of that.
And that one up high. Yeah, you'd expect him to have one like that big one over there.
Yes.
And pitch is a strike called, 1-1. And down low ball, 2-1 count now.
Those three dachshunds of mine would have a field day down here.
And that one, a high fly ball, and she'll backtrack.
A whole lot on it.
And that is gone. Oh, no, it is. Or did it stand?
It was off the wall.
Okay. And it's going to end up, being a triple for Stevenson. Again, Doug, the ump was blocking my view if it got out or not. But it hit the wall. And I think they're going to have to check on Scheel.
Did she actually hit the wall?
I don't know. Like I said, the umpire, because he's a pretty tall ump, he was blocking my view. And I couldn't see, but... And I don't even know for sure if it's Scheel, because they've got players, they got coaches and trainers running out there. But we do have a player down out in center field, which is where Scheel had been playing. She was going back for the ball.
Ball was hit well, but it was up high in the air, and that wind was going to carry it.
And now Coach Church going back, and Coach Ingram as well heading out there. As we stop play here temporarily. And while we've got play stopped here, let's go ahead and send you back to the studios, and let's hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas. You need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home. Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short in long-term care.
All right, as we come back here. And
okay, Hallie Shield is going to come out, Doug.
Yep. And they're going to move.
We got, is that Avery Marquardt? Is that right?
Yeah, and Flanagan's going to move from left field to center field. And Marquardt coming to play left field. Yep. Yeah, so she will take over. She's going to bring Shield over to the bench. Hopefully, maybe just got her bell rung, maybe, and that hopefully nothing more serious. But anyway, the situation is Angelina leading this one 4-0. They got a runner at third, two down. Cassidy Sinclair batting. Casey Dudensing. Here's the pitcher. Pitch is bounced up there, a ball. Good stop there by Carter. Otherwise, that runner was looking to come home. One up high for a ball. 2-0. Yeah, that one pretty close there. It's a ball 3-0. Is ball four. Walker Sinclair on four pitches. That'll put two runners aboard now for the designated player, Audrey Richardson. And Coach Church has seen enough. And looks like he's going to make a pitching change. And so while they're doing that, we'll send you back to the studio. Let's hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blend Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
And we have a new pitcher here. Jameson Willis has come in. And first pitch is in there for a strike on in relief of Dudensing. And this pitch and change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. It's insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, and business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. Swing and a miss, and quickly 0-2. Willis, a freshman out of Sherwood Park, Alberta, Canada. Oh, 2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got her on strikes, and that'll retire the side. in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, two left gone. And we go to the bottom of the second. Roadrunners lead it 4-0 over the Bucks. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Blinn Buccaneer Baseball and Softball are bringing the heat, and Citizens State Bank is proud to be on deck with their support. They've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925, with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is their hometown too. Proud supporters of Blinn Buccaneer Baseball and Softball. Citizens State Bank. Local people, local decisions, member FDIC.
And on to the bottom half of the fourth inning. And the Angelina Roadrunners leading the Blinn Buccaneers 4-0. Be Brianna Moreno, Andy Beckendorf, and Danny Lopez here against Ella Stevenson. First pitch is in there for a strike. Moreno, right-hand batter against the right-hand pitcher. And that one is down low. 1-1. This is game number 2 of the doubleheader. Blinn won the first game 2-1. And now Angelou trying to salvage the second game. And that one is a strike. 1-2. Is popped up. Backtracking the second baseman and hauling it in there is Emily Zunker for out number 1. And now that'll bring up Annie Beckendorf. And Beckendorf sends this one over to short. Throw to first, and they get her out number 2. And that'll bring up Danny Lopez, the first baseman.
To the plate now, first baseman, number 15, Danny Lopez.
And pitches outside for a ball, 1-0. And that one is a fly ball out into left center, and that's going to be caught. And that'll retire the side, so the Buccaneers go 3-3 in the inning. And we played through 2. Angelina leads this one 4-0. We move on to the third inning. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Apple.
Temple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blinn Bucks Baseball, Blinn Lady Bucks Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
And we move on to the top of the third inning. And for the Roadrunners, it'll be Jesse Sumter, Mallory Dunn, and Emily Zunker against Jameson Willis. And the first pitch is a strike, 0-1. Oh, I just realized Willis, she's a left-hander.
Yes.
So give them a different look after seeing the righties for the first few innings. And that one sent out to left field. Mark Wart coming in. And she'll make the catch for out number one. And now that'll bring a Mallory Dunn. And that one fouled away. And time is called. And umpire, for some reason, throwing the ball out of Coach Church. What an explanation on that.
Heck of a batting practice ball.
Yeah. I don't know. He thought did he think she was maybe like wiping some sweat on the ball or? Well, they threw the ball out of play and made her take a different ball. And the 1-0 in there for a strike.
That pitch had done off balance.
Yeah. And that one's going to be popped up. Shortstop Moss calling for it. And Jill Hall in for out number two. And now that'll bring up Emily Zunker, the first baseman. And that one is smacked over the pitcher's head, and she's gonna reach him. Yeah, I think you gotta give her a hit on that. Willis was going for it.
There it goes up.
That was just a little blooper there, and got over the pitcher's head. She got her fingertips of her glove on it, but held up just long enough to where none of the other fielders would come and take that and make the play. And so that'll bring him Catherine Page now.
That oops swing there by Zunker, and it goes to her benefit.
Yep. And this one out to center. Flanagan over, and I'll make the grab to retire the sides. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the third, and it is Angelina 4, Blinn nothing. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
And on to the bottom of the third inning we go. And it's going to be Courtney Carter to lead things off. And pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0. Carter, a freshman out of Needville, Texas. And that one foul away. 1-1. That one hit off the fence as Carter was backing up. That one almost ricocheted back and hit her. One pitch on the way from Stevenson. And that one's going to be popped up. And first baseman calling for it. And making the catch there is Sumter for out number one. And that'll bring up Maddie Taylor. Swings and misses the first pitch, and it's 0-1. Next one, taken for a ball. 1-1. That one sent out to center. And that is out number two as the catch is made by Catherine Page. Two quick outs, and then I'll bring up Skylar Flanagan now. Flanagan started the game in left, now taking over in center with the injury to Allie Scheel.
Center fielder, Skylar Flanagan.
And that one is taken for a strike, 0-1.
Well, Doug, we need base runners in the worst way.
Absolutely. They've only hit, the Bucks have just had the one hit in this game. And that one up high. 1-1. And the one hit belongs to the one person who's not
who's in the game.
And that one, and Flanagan delivers opposite field single. And the Bucks have a base runner. Now that'll bring up Avery Marquardt. Marquardt, a freshman out of Cypress. Second hit for Blinn in this game. And I'm on the pie for a ball. 1-0. Next pitch. Takes for a strike, throw down. And it is going to be safe. Stolen base for Flanagan. And I'm taking for a strike, and it's 1-2. Yeah. Swing and a miss, and Marco down on strikes to a tie the side. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We played through three. Angelina leading this one 4-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
And it will be Elizabeth Craig to lead things off. She'll be followed by Brianne Calhoun and Ella Stevenson. And it looks like we're going to have... Yeah, it looks like Hallie Shields is going to come back into the game. Looks like she just had to sit for a little bit, and now she's re-entering. And so... And Shields, and so Flanagan will move back to left field, and Marquardt will come out of the game. And so now we're ready to go with Willis. That one's going to be sent out to left field. Flanagan coming in and makes the catch for out number one. So Willis doing a good job here, Tommy, of settling things down since she's come into the game.
No doubt about it. It's good to see those zeros getting thrown up there.
Yeah. And Calhoun the batter. She is 0-for-1, but walked and scored a run. Back in that first inning. And takes a strike, 0-1. Willis with the pitch. Up high ball. Oh, they changed it now. Ball 2-0. So it's going to be popped up. Beckendorf calling for it. And she'll haul it in for out number two. And that'll bring up Ella Stevenson, the pitcher. She's got a double and a triple in this game. Along with an RBI and a run scored. Taken for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Not wishing her any bad luck, but she's been a nemesis.
Yep. Pitch from Willis, swing and miss. And it's quickly 0-2. Drive. Ooh. Foul. Ooh, first base coach making a nice play there.
Yeah.
Well, she's got some good hands. Somebody must have given
nice play.
Somebody must have given her a good compliment. Yeah, that wasn't up high for a ball. one, two.
Ooh.
Jamie was walking back to the dugout. One of those, I like to say, one of those so good it fooled the umpire.
That was a great statement.
Yep, and pitch foul back.
And I believe you are exactly right.
And change up that time too high, and it's 3-2.
And that pitch was a changeup also, and I think that's why it fooled the umpire.
That fastball.
Anyway.
And in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Three up and three down. What a relief. Come to Brendan National Bank and get financial relief. They made banking fun. Member FDIC. We're halfway through this one. Angela Lena, 4-0. Back with the bottom of the fourth after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Vasquez Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
All right, we're here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Cadence Weiss leading it off for the Blinn Buccaneers. Blinn trailing 4-0. And it's time now for our Whataburger recap, brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day. And Weiss smacks this one in the left field for a base hit. And in the recap, we go back to the top of the first inning. And Angelina put up a four spot in there. Catherine Page led it off with a double. Elizabeth Craig with a single. And then Breanne Calhoun with a walk to load the bases. Ella Stevenson with an RBI double would score Page. And then Audrey Richardson with a single would bring home Calhoun. And then they just kept right on Roy. And there's a couple of wild pitches thrown in there, too. They got a couple of runs home. And so that made it 4-0. And we had a scary moment where Hallie Schell had to leave the game after crashing in the wall, going after a fly ball. But she is back in there now after sitting out for a couple of innings. And this one is a bunt. Throw down to first. And Moss is out. And Jameson Wilson in relief of the starter, Casey Dunsing. Dunsing had trouble getting out. And now Brianna Moreno, the batter. So we down at second. That's where we stand right now. 4-0, Roadrunners. And that one, ground ball, that's going to scoot through into left field, and that's going to put two runners aboard now. Runners at the corners, and brings up Annie Beckendorf. And so Beckendorf with a big RBI opportunity here. Beckendorf grounded down to the shortstop for first time up. Stevenson checking on the sign. And the pitch to Beckendorf. Foul that one away. Over to the right side. Now to play.
I'd like a three-run homer.
Me too. And Beckendorf swings and misses 0-2.
Thank Neil Pieper. My cap blew off and he came over and picked it up.
Good deal. Beckendorf showing butt, pulls the bat back and ticks up high for a ball. 1-2. Showing bunt again. Pulls the bat back and pops this one up into shallow left. It's going to be caught. Weiss takes a break, doesn't go. And so that's two down now. Bring up Danny Lopez.
First baseman, number 13, Danny Lopez.
And up to Lopez, trying to get the first run home. Up high, a ball. And throw down, runners in there at second. Stolen base from Moreno. And to cut that one off to make sure that Weiss didn't try to come in. And time is called by the catcher. And now they're going to go out and have a quick conference in the circle. Lopez with a 1-0 count. And now they're ready to resume. Pitch. And that is a strike call. That'll look a little high from back here.
In that delayed call.
Yeah. On their second and third. Two down. 1-1 pitch. That's going to be sent out to center. And that one is going to be caught for out number three. So in the inning, no runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on. And we have played through four, and it is 4-0 Angelina over the Buccaneers here in game number two of this doubleheader. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Korth & Linke Welding. Visit KorthandLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Burnham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Burnham.
Represent your team with Spirit Wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Burnham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Burnham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
Haul Right Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Pool Techs. In business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
All right, as we come back here, And it is Cassidy Sinclair, followed by Audrey Richardson, and then Jesse Sumter here in the fifth inning against Jameson Willis. And the first pitch is taken for a ball. We've got a lefty-on-lefty matchup here. And that one, a ground ball to second. Beckendorf up with it, throws to first, and gets the out. And that'll bring up Audrey Richardson, the designated player. She's one for two.
Ladybug bats need a major step forward.
Yeah, they're running out of outs. And pitches down low for a ball. And that one up high for a ball, and it's 2-0. And up high for a ball, and it's 3-0. And that one up high, ball four, and Richardson draws the walk. Just a second base runner against Willis as she came into the game. She's retired 8 of the 10 batters that she's faced. And going to get a runner now.
Runner.
Supposed to be number one.
Eight.
Or is that eight?
Eight.
Eight? Okay. No, well, they can't be because Dunn's in the game. That might be because she's hitting for Wilkie, so that might be Wilkie running.
Yes.
For a ball.
Willis was cruising, Doug. Yeah. Now she's can't find a strike zone. There we go.
And that's a strike in there. Sumter 0 for 1. Blew out the left field last time up. Before that, she drew a walk. One out, one on. Here on the top of the fifth. That one gets away, and that'll allow the runner to move up. Down the third base line. Two balls, two strikes. And Rye's ball too high, and it's 3-2.
Fought back really well. You need to get her now.
3-2 pitch coming from Willis. That one foul back into the screen.
Just noticed, Doug. See all the baseballs?
Yeah.
You probably saw it in game one.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying any attention to it.
That's foul back.
And those guys are tangled up in there?
Yeah.
Somebody going to have to be a monkey.
Yeah. Or get a really tall stepladder. And that one is in for a base hit. Up with it and firing that one in is Flanagan, but the run is going to score. It's an RBI single for Sumter. And scoring is Richardson to make it 5-0 now. And that'll bring up Mallory Dunn. Or actually scoring, that was Wilkie scoring. Dunn 0 for 2. And the first pitch is down low for a ball. And that one's up high for a ball. Well, it's on in relief of the starter, Dudensing. And that one turned on and foul. One count. Foul tip into the mitt. Carter did a nice job of holding on there, and it's 2-2. That one foul back into the fence. Count remains at 2-2. And change up high, 3-2. Two delivery popped up, and Weiss calling for it.
Oh, good job.
Makes the catch, and that's two away.
Great job there by the third baseman calling off the catcher.
And now that's going to bring up Emily Zunker. Zucker's been on baseball times with a pair of hits and swings and misses. 0-1. This pitch popped up. And, Carter almost made the catch. Crashed into the fence.
Now that's a catcher.
Couldn't hold on to it. And luckily she's got all that gear on for protection. Down low for a ball, and it's 1-2.
That's what they say. They give you all that equipment for a reason.
Yeah. And that one over second. And back into our boot of the ball. Throw to first. And she's safe.
A Annie just rushed that a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, she made a clean. Yeah, I'm going to give her an E4 on that. Yeah. Puts two runners aboard now and brings up Catherine Page, the center fielder. Page 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. And that one taken for a strike. We're in the fifth inning, and Angelina leading this one 5-0. And that one over to first. Oh, and Lopez runs to the bag. That'll tie the side. But in the inning, they do get one run on one hit. There was one error and two left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. And it is Angelina 5, Blinn nothing. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit easywellshed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
Robert's Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
And back we go here into the bottom of the fifth. And Courtney Carter fouls the first pitch off. It'll be Carter, followed by Taylor, and then Flanagan again for the Buccaneers against Angelina. And right now, Ellen Stevens is keeping the Bucs in check. But one pitch, taken for a strike, and it's 0-2.
Bucks just haven't been able to put the hits together.
This one popped up in the shallow center. Backtracking is the shortstop, makes it over the shoulder to catch, or over shoulder catch. Mallory Dunlap out number one there. And now that'll bring up Maddie Taylor. Angelina leading this one 5-0. And that one is sent out to center.
And oh my gosh!
By the center fielder Page. And that's 2 down.
She needs an applause.
Yeah.
Great effort, great catch.
And Flanagan the batter. And that one's down the line foul. Flanagan 1-for-2 in the game. And that one sent out to center. And that's going to be caught for out number 3. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We got 5 innings in the books. And it's Angelina 5, Blinn nothing. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
All right, as we come back here, we are in the top of the sixth inning here in game number two of our doubleheader. Angelina leading the Blinn Buccaneers 5-0. Blinn won the first game of this doubleheader earlier this afternoon, 2-1. And so it'll be Elizabeth Craig, Brianne Calhoun, and Ella Stevenson to bat here against Jamison Willis. And now we're just waiting on, not really sure quite what we're waiting on. And the umpire got to stop and dust the plate off. Craig 1-for-3 in the game. Singled and scored back in the first inning. And takes the first pitch. And they're going to say yes. They appealed the first. First base umpire said she went around. And so it's 0-1. And next pitch from Willis. Popped up, and that's going to go foul back behind us and make it an 0-2 count.
Got a fan making a play.
Yeah. And the 0-2 pitch sent out to right field. And that is... Was it? And it looks like it was
foul. Didn't reach it.
Or foul? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wish these umps would make a more clear signal on that. And that one sent again out to right field. That one is going to be foul. Landing just past the dugout. And it's 0-2. Foul back into the screen. That'll hold it 0-2 on Craig. Long look in at the pitch. Trying to go outside and a little too far outside, and it's 1-2. And that one is going to be a base hit into left field. And Craig is 2-for-4. Brings up Brianne Calhoun. Calhoun 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. And that one foul away. 0-1 count.
You know, you mentioned it earlier, Doug. The setup here for the parks here at Hope Park.
Yep. And
very, very nice.
Up with his Willis, throws the first, gets the first out of the inning on the sack bunt. That moves Craig to second base, and will bring up Ella Stevenson. And pitch taken for a ball. Runner in second, one down. That one sent high fly.
Oh, my goodness.
Back. And foul.
Woo.
Just missed getting it inside that foul pole.
She turned on that one.
Yeah. Instead, it ends up a long, noisy strike. Willis with the next pitch. Down low ball. It's 2-1 now on Stevenson. And change up. Just missed. 3-1. And that one going to be turned on and fouled away over into the Schulte Field area. Long look in by Willis.
Oh, thank you.
Delayed call.
Another delayed call.
Took him forever to ring that third strike up.
Wow.
And that'll bring up Cassidy Sinclair. And pitch taken down low for a ball. 1-0. Tip. One ball and one strike. Runner at second. Two down the pitch. One ball out the center. Shield coming in. Make the grab for out number three. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Buccaneers trailing 5-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham.
Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
All right, as we come back here, and we're heading to the bottom of the sixth inning, and it'll be Hallie Shield, Cadence Weiss, and Lexus Moss to bat against Ella Stevenson, who's working on a four-hit shutout right now. Shield in her only, single in her only at bat so far today.
Base runners in the worst way.
And that one, ground ball to third, throw to first, and they just get her in time. 5-3 on the put out. And that'll bring up Cadence Weiss. Weiss is a 1-for-2 in the game. And takes outside for a ball. 1-0. And that one is a strike, 1-1.
That's a good changeup.
And that one's sent out to center. Center fielder going back. And it's over her head up against the wall. We sticking for two. And she's going to be in there with a double. And that'll bring up Alexis Moss now. Moss laid down a sack bunt last time up. Yeah, pitch coming. Down low for a ball, 1-0. And that one fouled back. Bucks trailing 5-0. We're in the sixth inning, bottom of the sixth inning here at Old Park. That one's popped up. Out of play over toward the adjoining field.
Got up on the canopy and rolled into the stands.
Yep. And that one slow roller, second baseman up with it, throws to first, gets the out. But on the play, Weiss moves to third. Two down now, and bring up Brianna Moreno. And Moreno, 1-for-2. Chasing this one, that has got a chance, and that is going to be a capper. Coming in to score is Weiss. And in the second base with a double is Moreno. And the Bucks are finally on the board. It's now 5-1. And Cadence Weiss just made the first run of the game. And the first run of the game is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services. Today and tomorrow, focus on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And first pitch is taken for a ball by Andy Beckendorf. Beckendorf showing bunt. Pulls the bat back and fouls that one off. One-on-one count. And Beckendorf fouls that one away. One ball and two strikes. And showing butt once again. And down low for a ball. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. That one fouled back. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. A run is in now. Lynn trying to add to that. Beckendorf showing bunt. Strike three called. Not looking, but in the inning, there was one run on two hits, no errors, and one left on. And we go to the seventh inning. It's now a 5-1 ball game. Angelina's still in lead by four. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
For every young resale shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at teglertoyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County. Don's Appliance Services, fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
As we come back here, we're in the top of the seventh inning. And for Angelina, they lead this one 5-1 over the Blinn Buccaneers. And it'll be Audrey Richardson, Jesse Sumter, and Mallory Dunn to bat against Jameson Willows. And the first pitch to her is taken for a ball, 1-0. And now she's ready. That one sent out to center, shield over, and
there you go.
The grab for out number one. And that'll bring up Jesse Sumter. You know, I don't know where Willis ranks on the depth chart for Blinn, but the way she's pitching today, she's definitely going to be got a good campaign going for some more innings.
I'm telling you.
And pitch foul away.
You know, you and I are not Coach Church.
Yeah.
It's a wonder why he didn't, you know, bring her in earlier in that first inning.
Yeah. And that one sent at the center. It looks like Shields going to get another chance. Oh, no, this time it's going to be Flanagan kept in front and gets the out, two away. Mm-hmm. Two outs in the inning. And Megan Smith's going to pinch it for Mallory Dunn. Got another lefty on lefty matchup. And it went in there for a strike in zone one.
You know, with the exception of that one run there in the fifth, all she's done is throw up zeros.
Yeah. And next pitch is a ball, 1-1. Blynn trailing here 5-1. They need one more out together. That's one last chance. Right now they need at least a 4 spot in the bottom of this inning. Yeah, that one taken outside for a ball. Two-one pitch all the way. And just missing 3-1. And that next pitch, taking for a strike, 3-2. Well, again, it's done. Well, it's ready. Down the way again. Done to her credit, staying right in there with Willis. One, two pitch, ball four. Oh no, they did raise a strike three. Another one of those delayed calls there. She had tossed her bat and was walking all the way down. And so that ends up also being a 3-3 down inning. 3-3 down. Way to go, Brennan National Bank. Way to go. For the best banking products in town, visit Brennan National member FDIC. And back with the bottom of the seventh. After we hear Bucks trailing 5-1. Need 4 to tie, 5 to win. And back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports reds.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating. Your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stagant Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
And bottom of the seventh inning, first pitch by Lopez is lined out to the shortstop for out number one. And now they'll bring up Courtney Carter. And pitches down low for a ball, 1-0. Oh. And down low ball. It's 2-0. Buccaneers down to the final 2 outs.
Just been one of those games. You can't get anything going.
Yep, and that is a strike 2-1. And that one's going to be a base hit for Carter. So 1 out, 1 on. Now we'll bring in Maddie Taylor.
Doug, I messed up. That was Presley Mabus pulling for Carter.
Oh, okay. We both missed that. Mabus batting. And so she's on the first. And that one, ground ball, going to go to Salmon.
Oh, there
ball.
We go. No.
They were through second, and so she's saved.
Hey, we'll take that.
And now Coach James is going to bring her infield in, try to settle them down.
Never too late.
Yep. Skylar Flanagan, the batter. And 2 on, only 1 out. Flanagan 1 for 3. And that one back to the pitcher. She's going to go to the third base and get one.
Well, left up to Hallie to keep it going.
And still slow roller, and in the first, and they got her. And that'll work out of the side, and that is your ball game. And so your final score, Angelina wins it 5-1, the final. And that will send us to our post-game show. And post-game, or first is broadcast of Blue Buccaneer softball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Post-game show made possible by Woodman Life, Gilmore Electric Express, John Breeden with State Farm, Paint Warehouse, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walsh Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Hody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Coaches Insurance Agency, DDM Pipe and Steel, Wingstop, and TNA Services. Back with the postgame show after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Blinn Bucks baseball and softball teams.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
There's a big deal going on at Whataburger. Our new Big Ranch Wrap is just $3 with a crispy chicken strip, buttermilk ranch, cheese, and fresh veggies in a warm tortilla. Or for $4, go bigger with 5 premium Wada chicken bites. Or go bigger than big with a bacon cheese Whataburger Jr. with fresh 100% beef and melty cheese for just $5. Add fries and a drink for just $2.49.
Now that's a big deal. The What A Deal. Now at What A Burger. For a limited time at participating locations. Download the app.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
So now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for financial security for your family at 251-6203.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life. Standing strong for generations.
All right, we're walking back out here to Holt Park. We've just finished our doubleheader. Blinn Buccaneers and Angelina Roadrunners get a split today. Bucks win the first game 2-1, and Angelina wins the second game 5-1, the final score there. And really that first inning was the Buccaneers undoing, Tommy, with Angelina jumping out to that early 4-0 lead.
Yeah, I tell you what, when you put up four runs the first inning and you come back and you being the home team, you don't get any, try to make up any on that. I tell you what, you dug yourself a little bit of a hole, and all you're doing is trying to get out of it all day long.
Yeah, and Max, we're able to get some base runners on in the later innings, but just couldn't quite get the clutch hit they needed to get those runs across.
Yeah, we were leaving runners on, and you know, we got to a point where if you got someone on base, you needed to do whatever you could to get them across the plate. But Lady Bucks just were not able to do that today. Yeah, in the second game.
And so that left us with a 5-1 final score. And meanwhile, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll take a look at the final stats on this one. But first, let's into the studios and hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Waltrip Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Waltrip brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at waltripconstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Waltrip Construction with your building projects. Waltrip Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
Howdy, Patrick Kenning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When's the last time you checked your smoke and carbon monoxide detectors? These small devices are lifesavers, but did you know they have a lifespan? They require regular battery checks and should be completely replaced every 8 to 10 years. At Gilmore Electric Express, we can test, replace, or install detectors in code-compliant locations to make sure your home is protected. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
And back we go here, and we reach the top of the hour. Want to let you know you're listening to KWHI 1280 AM, K269 GU101.7 FM, and across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com and on your KWHI app or your smartphone. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you. Now time to take a look at the final statistics here for this one. And for here in game two, it's Skylar Flanagan. She was 1-for-3. Reached on a single and a fielder's choice. And then it was Hallie Shield. She was 1-for-3 with a single. Cade Weiss, 2-for-3 with a single, a double, and scored a run. And then it was Alexis Moss. She was 0-for-2 with a sack bunt. Brianna Moreno, she was 2-for-3, single, a double, and an RBI. Beckendorf 0-for-3, Lopez 0-for-3, Carter 0-for-2, and then Mavis comes in and gets a single. And then it was Taylor, she was 0-for-3, reached on a fielder's choice. And then for the pitchers, Dudensing takes the loss. She was pitched an inning and two-thirds, 6 hits, 4 runs, all 4 of them earned, 3 walks, and 1 strikeout. And Jameson Willis, 5 1/3 in innings pitched, 3 hits. 1 run was not earned, and a walk at 4 strikeouts. And so that is the result there. Blinn drops to 17-5 on the season, and they are now 3-1 in conference play. Yeah, coming up next, well, matter of fact, coming up Monday, they're going to be going to San Jacinto to take on the Ravens there. And we'll talk about that a little more later. But first, we're going to take another break. When we come back, Tommy and I will name our John Breeden star of the game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Blinn Buccaneer and Lady Buccaneers baseball and softball teams this season. Our Buccaneers look strong, and we're cheering them on to another successful season. We wish our Buccaneers a safe and strong victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
All right, as we come back here, and it's time now to name our John Breeden star in the game. And with a 5-1 loss, kind of hard to figure one out, but we were able to come up with who we think should be the star of the game. And T. Hill, who do we pick?
No doubt about it. When the Bucks needed to get something going, you had Caden Sweese get on with a big double that came off the wall, and then Brianne Moreno came up. She had singled earlier in the ball game, drives one to the wall, scores Caden Weiss, and that's about all that the Bucks could do today. But Brianne Moreno, two for three and an RBI, our John Breeden star of the game.
And the star of the game, sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham, for State Farm Good Neighbor Service Insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Take command of productivity with a New Holland T5 Series tractor available at WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy. With four easy-to-use transmissions, fuel-efficient engines, and a choice of comfortable ergonomic cabs, it's easy to find the model. There's 10 to select from. That's right for you. These are heavy-duty but nimble utility tractors with four-wheel drive and big power to help you do a wide range of jobs. From loader work to speedy transport, see a T5 Tractor today at WC Tractor in Brenham and Sealy and take command. WC Tractor, now with six convenient locations to serve you. Find them at WCTractor.com.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
All right, well, you're back here one last time to Holt Park. And Blinn Buccaneers get a doubleheader split with Angelina today, winning the first game 2-1. Losing the second game 5-1, and so now going forward, of course, they've got just tomorrow to wait, and then or tomorrow to relax, and then Monday back at it, heading
back to work. The one thing I'm going to give credit to Angelina. I was talking with Coach Church and Coach Ingram before the ball game. And they went down the list of the teams which were good in the conference, and they said that Angelina had a very, very good softball team. And it just, that first inning in the second ball game today was a tough inning. They got a couple of big hits, but then poor little Dudenzing, she was throwing pass balls, and, you know, runs were coming in easy, and they had that big inning in the first inning. But that's why they call it the game.
Yeah.
The game of baseball or softball. So you're going to have games like that. But Coach Church and Coach Ingram picked the girls back up, and they'll move on. And yeah, they're still going to have a great season.
Oh, absolutely. And they finished this week with a 5-1 record, and we'll see what happens next week. And we'll actually be with them again next Saturday right here at Holt Park. But our next broadcast going to be coming up Tuesday night. We'll be heading with the Brenham Cubettes over to Lake Creek for a district ball game there. And that'll be a 5:30 start time, 5:05 pregame here on KWHI. And we certainly hope you can join us for that. In the meantime, that's going to do it for us here this afternoon. I want to thank our buddy Grayson Oliver back at the studios for helping us bring this one to you. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors who make the broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.
Play ball!
Post game was brought to you by Woodman Mike, Wilmore Electric Express, John Breeden with State Farm, the Payne Her House, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walter Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger in Brenham,
Cody Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractors, Rapids Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Coaches Insurance Agency, GDM, Pipe and Steel, Wingstop, and TNA Services again. The final score against Angelina was 5-1, Angelina winning. This is Grayson on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7. This has been a presentation of KWHI News.